When I pray, the whole world becomes a pair of huge insect wings behind me, and I'm a standing green insect with metallic thorax, inhaling distant zephyrs of intoxicating gas. Only a rare breed of insect can survive. And when I pray, the sky in front of me becomes light and edged with silver, but the sky behind me becomes gunmetal gray and filled with heavy storm. And when I pray, there are negotiations on board ocean liners between warring countries, and treaties are brought out and signed in triplicate, and people bow and shake hands, and an old mother in knitted shawl next to a cold stove lets out a deep sigh and holds her grandchild closer to her breast. And when I pray, I turn aside from the chopping block, the gas chamber, the cocked rifle, the seething, self-destructive hatred in a glance, swollen knuckles, the poisoned pen. I turn at an oblique angle to the political explosion, the downing of airplanes, the destruction of edible food, and billows of scarlet velvet blow past the form of a human standing and facing God I make when I pray. And billows like the sails of ancient sailing ships blow their incandescent white canvas glittering in the Atlantic sun of new worlds past my figure of a man standing at the absolute front edge of his existence, toes on the prayer carpet, facing God, free of all that is other than God, when I pray. And the world becomes silent when I pray, as silent as the growing of wood in a thick forest, or the slow death of an old moose alone on a hill, or the wheeling of a young bird in a sun-drenched sky, silent as a tomb, but alive, silent as the sea, but deeper, silent as the sky, for at the bottom of the sky, with his forehead touching the bottom edge, is the human figure on two straight legs, facing one direction and praying with one heart of a person praying, of me when I pray, turned like a gyroscope, upended, twirled in a great wheel, brought back again to the upright position, facing wind and ocean and fire burning down houses and rain battering roofs and hulls of ships and mountain faces fluffy with mountain goats. And when I pray, the slice comes clean through the terrible drama of matter. The operatic tensions of objects clash in space. The suicidal psychology so intertwined with a desire for rebirth. And there is a rebirth of wonder. A bromeliad of bright pink bloom out the middle of the silver-green succulent leaf of the tropical bromeliad. And the prayer is the rebirth of light like live lightning out the corners of the angles of a two-dimensional darkness. And when I pray, I become a firefly or dragonfly. No, only a man standing facing forward to pray.